USA Radio News.
The House has passed a bill to reform the Electoral Count Act, an effort by Republican Representative Liz Cheney and others to prevent another January 6, 2021, when supporters of former President Donald Trump rioters stormed the Capitol in an effort to disrupt the count of the electoral votes from the 2020 presidential election. The act will ensure that Congress receives an electoral certificate from each state that accurately reflects the will of the voters, requires Congress to count electoral voters as the Constitution stipulates, and reaffirms that the Vice President's role in approving electoral votes is merely ministerial. Over in Puerto Rico, power outages remain.
Hurricane Fiona flowed through Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic at the start of the week, pounding the islands with up to 30 inches of rain. That resulted in triggering overwhelming flooding, mudslides, and destruction. As of Wednesday morning, 1,091,000 homes in Puerto Rico are still without power. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Washington Monument was temporarily closed after a man vandalized the national landmark with profanities and red paint. The U.S. Park Police identified the suspect as a 44-year-old man of Indiana and has charged him with trespassing, tampering, and vandalism in connection with the incident. The investigation is ongoing, and the U.S. Park Police said that they are going to make some additional charges against him. This is USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
After Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis flew a group of Venezuelan illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard unannounced, attorneys have filed a federal class action lawsuit against Governor DeSantis on behalf of several of the illegal immigrants, claiming this scheme exploits their vulnerability for political gain. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio responds to the lawsuit and says enough is enough.
They just got here. They're not even here legally. They didn't enter the country the proper way. And they're immediately in court demanding rights and claims under our laws. This is outrageous.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
A man who paid tribute to Queen Elizabeth II near the British consulate in Hong Kong was arrested for alleged sedition. Local media reports said that the detained man had stood outside the consulate playing songs on a harmonica, including Glory to Hong Kong, the anthem of pro-democracy protests that rocked in the city in 2019. Thousands of Hong Kong residents had lined up in recent days in front of the British consulate and left flowers and left floral tributes to the Queen, affectionately known as Boss Lady by many in the city who still remember colonial rule. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.